Now on BBC Radio 4, time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 30th of September. The general synopsis at 1800, High Plymouth 1026, slow moving, dissipating by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Terra, southeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7, showers. Good. South Terra, southeasterly 4 to 6, showers. Good. Forties, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 4 to 6, fair. Good. Cromarty, 4th, south backing southeast 4 to 6, rain later. Good occasionally, moderate later. Tyne, Dogger, variable becoming south, 2 to 4, fair, good. Fisher, southeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first in southwest, showers, good. Northeast German Bight, easterly 2 to 4, veering southeasterly 4 or 5, showers, good. Southwest German Bight, variable becoming southeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, showers, good. Humber, Thames, north becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Dover, White, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Portland, Plymouth, variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Biscay, northeasterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in south, fair, good. Trafalgar, north 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, fair, good. South Fitzroy, northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 in west, fair, good. North Fitzroy, southwesterly 3 to 5, but variable 3 or less in east, fair, good. Seoul, southwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, in west, showers, in west, good occasionally moderate, in west. Lundy, southwest 4 or 5, fair, good. Fastnet, Irish Sea, southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in Irish Sea, rain for a time, good occasionally moderate. Shannon, Rockall, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, rain and drizzle, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Malin, Hebrides, south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 at times, rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, south or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 later, showers, rain later, good, becoming poor later. Fair Isle, southerly, backing southeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 in west, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Faroes, southeast Iceland, southerly backing southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Faroes, squally showers, rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, south 5, recent rain, 1800 metres, 1018 falling slowly. Stornoway, south 6, 15 miles, 1016 falling slowly. Lerwick, south by east 5, 22 miles, 1021 falling slowly. Wick Automatic, south 3, 14 miles, 1019 falling slowly. Aberdeen, south-southeast 2, 11 miles, 1022 falling slowly. Lucas, north 1, 19 miles, 1022 falling slowly. Boomer, southwest by west 1, 16 miles, 1024 falling slowly. Bridlington, south-southwest 2, 1024, steady. Sandetti light vessel automatic, north-northeast 2, more than 27 miles, 1025. Greenwich light vessel automatic, north-northeast 1, 11 miles, 1025. St. Catherine's Point automatic, northwest 3, 1025, rising slowly. Jersey, northeast by east 3, 35 miles, 1025, now falling. Channel light vessel automatic, northwest by west 2, 11 miles, 1026. Scilly automatic, south by west 2, 5 miles, 1026, steady. Milford Haven, southwest 2, 22 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Aberporth, south, 3, 15 miles, 1025, falling slowly. Valley, south-southwest 4, 16 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Liverpool Crosby, south by east 2, 14 miles, 1024, now falling. Valentia, south 3, missed, 3 miles, 1021, falling more slowly. Ronald's Way, south by west 4, 9 miles, 1023, falling slowly. Malinhead, south 4, recent drizzle, 22 miles, 1018, falling slowly. Macrihanish automatic, south by east 4, 19 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday, the 29th of September. General situation, a slow-moving ridge of high pressure covers southeastern areas of the United Kingdom with light winds and mainly fair conditions. A strong southerly airflow will affect northwestern waters at times, along with some rain and drizzle. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, southerly backing southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first near Cape Wrath, and later in far east. Rain at times. Good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon Tweed, southwest backing south 4 to 6, occasional rain later. Good, occasionally moderate later. Berwick-upon Tweed to Whitby, south or southeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Occasional rain later in north. Good, occasionally moderate later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, variable becoming south or southeast 2 to 4. Fair? Good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 2 to 4. Fair? Good. North Foreland to Selsibille, variable 2 to 4. Fair? Moderate or good. Selsibille to Lyme Regis, variable 3 or less. Fair? Moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, variable 3 or less. Fair? Good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, southwesterly 3 to 5 in west, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Fair? Good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel, southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later near Anglesey. Rain for a time. Good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later in north. Occasional rain. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later in north. Isle of Man, south or southwest 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first. Fair than occasional rain. Good, occasionally moderate. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lock, south or southwest 4 to 6, occasional rain or drizzle. good becoming moderate, occasionally poor, later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain or drizzle. Good, becoming moderate or poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South backing southeast 4 to 6, then veering south 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain or drizzle. Moderate or poor, occasionally good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south 5 to 7, veering southwest 4 or 5 for a time. Occasional rain or drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, south or southeast 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later, showers for a time. Good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's all from us for tonight here at BBC Radio 4. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a very good night.
This is Alex Ritson with the newsroom. Donald Trump and Benjamin Netanyahu agree a peace deal for Gaza.
So this is a big, big day, a beautiful day, potentially one of the great days ever in civilization.
We're taking a critical step towards both ending the war in Gaza and setting the stage for dramatically advancing peace in the Middle East.
Hamas says it will review the deal and respond. For now, though, the war continues. Afghanistan's Taliban rulers enforce a nationwide phone and internet shutdown to prevent what they see as immorality. The Ecuadorian government says an aid convoy carrying President Daniel Noboa was attacked by a huge crowd throwing petrol bombs. And a hard line on deportations in the Dominican Republic as chaos rages across the border in Haiti.
The immigration people came and broke down the door and took my daughter away. She didn't even have any shorts on.
First, a full bulletin of the latest world news.
Hello, I'm Govinda Gill with the BBC News. President Trump has declared that peace in the Middle East is beyond very close as he presented a new plan to end the war in Gaza in the presence of the Israeli Prime Minister. Benjamin Netanyahu said he supported the scheme, with both men saying Hamas must also do so or Israel would finish its offensive. Hamas says it's studying the plan. Peter Bowes is our North America correspondent.
The 20-point proposal calls for a ceasefire and exchange of hostages held by Hamas in return for Palestinian prisoners held by Israel, a staged Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, and the disarmament of Hamas. President Trump said it could herald a new chapter of security, peace and prosperity for the entire region. The agreement marks a significant stepping up of diplomatic efforts by the Trump administration to end the war in Gaza. But while the Israeli Prime Minister said he was on board, praising Mr. Trump as a friend of his country, he appeared to distance himself from some aspects of the plan, adding that Israel would retain security responsibility in Gaza after the war and would finish the job against Hamas should it reject Mr. Trump's proposals.
The US peace plan for Gaza has been hailed in the Middle East and beyond. The Palestinian Authority said it welcomed Donald Trump's sincere and determined efforts to end the war. There was a similar reaction from eight Arab and Muslim nations ranging from Egypt to Indonesia. The US Vice President J.D. Vance has said the federal government is heading towards a shutdown and pinned the blame on congressional Democrats. Neither side has been able to agree to a way forward on a spending bill introduced by the Republicans ahead of a Wednesday deadline. Democrats say the bill will make it harder for Americans to afford health care. Mr. Vance said that shouldn't mean a shutdown.
We have disagreements about healthcare policy, but you don't shut the government down. You don't use your policy.